All right, we're back. Second hour at Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, things have changed a lot since this article was written, but you can see how parts of it are very, very fascinating, the little nuggets and parallels there. And so, you know, something is going to probably happen where with Russia right now and this whole thing of the Ukraine and all of this Mossad activity and CIA activity, MI6 and so forth and so on, this Western so-called, you know, the funny thing is the Israelis play everybody. Okay, so while they're, you know, like, I've got this article up where it, I'm looking for it now, but okay, this is Israel 365 News. Now, it used to be called Breaking Israel News. It's this messianic, but they really play up to the Christian Zionists and so forth and so on. But this is their Russia-Ukraine war section. In time for Passover, Israeli immigration minister visits Ukraine to get Jews to Israel. Israeli foreign minister accuses Russia of war crimes. Is Israel no longer neutral? Question mark. Zelensky wants Ukraine to be like Israel. Okay, Putin's Ukraine invasion established Moscow as the third Rome, heir of Edom. Okay, that was from April 5th. Ukraine's Nazi soldiers using synagogues as cover for military activity. Oh, the Ashkenazi soldiers, really? Talmudic prophecy reveals Russia-Ukraine's war indicates Messiah's arrival as early as 2022. Israel could defend Ukraine against Russia according to new proposal. Okay, so you see kind of this whole Third Rome thing, Zelensky, Greater Israel. Now, Henry Macau had this article up on the 4th. NATO is Khazaria in drag. Okay. The Khazars bought the Jewish franchise in the 8th century to distinguish themselves from the Christian and Muslim neighbors. Ashkenazi Jews have no connection to the ancient Hebrews. They are Khazars. The Bolshevik Revolution was revenge for the Kievan Rus destruction of the Khazar Empire in 965 AD. The Russia-Ukrainian war continues to this millennia-long hate. The NWO is a rebirth of the old Khazar Empire extended to the whole planet. NATO is Khazaria in drag, literally, and it shows pictures of old Zelensky and his heels spanking other dudes on the butt and all that crap in that video. Okay, Edward Hodos was born in Kharkov, Ukraine in 1945 to an Orthodox Jewish family. In 1990, he was recruited by Chabad Lubavitcher Rabbi Schneerson, the so-called Messiah, who's still rotting in the grave, by the way, but resigned once he realized that Chabad aimed to destroy the Ukraine. Since then, Hodos has been an outspoken critic of Chabad, which, of course, Jared Kushner is a cult member, along with old Yael, a.k.a. Ivanka Trump. Warning the public about their agenda and the political figures and oligarchs who do their bidding. Hodos has since converted to Ukraine's Orthodox Christian Church. Okay. In his trilogy called The Jewish Syndrome, Edward Hodos explains that we are in the midst of the Third Khazaria. Okay. And remember, I brought that up weeks and weeks ago when I read the One Tex Mars article from like 8 years ago, The Serpent People Return to the Ukraine. So the first Khazaria, the great Khazar Empire, the 7th through the 10th centuries. The second Khazaria, Bolshevik rule, 1917 to the, you know, till basically whenever you want to say that they lost control of the USSR. The third Khazaria, the CIS, 1991 to, you know, which is the Community of Independent States, or whatever the Russian Federation is called now. Okay, so in the first Khazaria, the native people in the Ukraine were taken over by Jews and converted to Judaism. From this beginning in the 7th to 10th centuries, a battle line had been drawn with Russia. Forts were located from 10 to 20 kilometers apart, creating what was in effect an unbroken line of military fortifications along the border of modern Ukraine and Russia. Okay, and it goes on to these different cities, Voronezh, Stary Oskol, Belgorod, Kharkov. Further, from the southwest, Kharkov, Krasnograd, Dnepropetrovsk, Krivov Rog, to the northwest, Kiev, Chernigov. So from the beginning, the conquering Jews of present-day Ukraine were at war with their neighbors, the Russians. This article from an interview with a Ukrainian general who bitterly describes how Ukraine was prepped for Kabad takeover. In a 1994 speech published in the Volgoda newspaper, Slavyanin, Kabad leader Messiah Menachem Mendel Schneerson outlined his plans for destroying Ukraine and Russia. Slavs, and among them Russians, are the most unbending people in the world. Slavs are unbending as a result of their psychological and intellectual abilities created by many generations of ancestors. It is impossible to alter these genes. Slav Russian can be destroyed but never conquered. That is why the seed is subject to liquidation, and at first a sharp reduction in their numbers. Oh, hence clearing out the Ukraine. See what they're doing? First of all, we will divide the Slavic nations into the small countries with weak and severed connections. For this, we will use our old method, divide and conquer. We will try to pit these countries against each other and suck them into civil wars for the sake of mutual destruction. The Ukrainians would think that they are fighting against the expansionist Russia and struggling for their independence. They will think that they have finally gained their freedom while they become fully subdued by us. The same will be thought by Russians, as though they defend their national interest to return their lands illegally taken from them, and so on. Now, let me just stop there for a second. Hence, bring in the Vatican and the Jesuits and their war on orthodoxy, and their wanting to absorb the Orthodox churches back into great so-called Mother Church, okay? This Vatican 2.0 gang, the Vatican II sect, okay? So you see how the Vatican II gang and the Khazar Mafia are joined at the hip. So that, and they've had skirmishes in the past. You can read about it. But right now, at this point in history, they are, let's just say, in a detente, it seems, and they are working towards this world communist slash, you know, crony capitalist, communitarian world vision. And so Pope Francis and the Jesuits and the Jewish mobsters are seemingly working together right now at this temporary juncture to try to solidify power, crush orthodoxy, crush the Slavs, and so forth and so on, for their own selfish reasons. And just to kind of back this up, up on National File, on Monday, the College of the Holy Cross, okay, that's Jesuits, announced that it would be renaming its Science Center after Anthony Fauci this upcoming June. Fauci graduated from the Worcester, Massachusetts School in 1962, which currently has about 3,100 students. Dr. Fauci vividly personifies the distinctive characteristics of a Holy Cross education. Can you believe this? The balls of these Jesuits to say that he vividly personifies the distinctive characteristics of a Holy Cross education, when the real Anthony Fauci, put out by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is the number one book that's being suppressed all over the country. And then And we know his life work and are already inspiring the next generations of empathetic servant leaders. Yeah, the ones that put the dogs in so fleas can eat their heads while you keep them sitting there being tortured. I mean, what? I mean, this shows you the sickness of the Jesuits as well. Okay, but anyway, back to the article from Macau. This is back. This is Rabbi Schneerson, the Messiah, who's sitting there rotting in the grave. Everybody thought he was going to be resurrected. No, son, you're not the Messiah. Anyway, back to the article. Looking back in history, it must be admitted that these lands are the ancient ancestral lands of the Jewish Khazaria, that is Israel, captured by Kiev's Rus, the ancient state of Russia with the capital in Kiev, in the 10th century. The Slavs are temporary guests on these lands and are subject to eviction. We will return this territory and build the great Khazaria, the Jewish state, on these fertile lands the same way as 50 years ago we created Israel, squeezing the Palestinians out. Israelis will partially relocate here, and we will drive Slavic cattle out far to the north beyond Moscow. There will be a small northern territory, a reservation with a compact population, a reservation like Indian reservations in America. In the Jewish trilogy, Hudos identified the origins of this long festering hatred between the Khazarians and the Russians. The great Khazarian Empire existed for several centuries until the Russian prince Sviatoslav in the 965th year took both the city and their white temple. The third power was wiped off the face of the earth, its population scattered in all directions. Most asked for Sviatoslav's protection while the Jewish elite moved to Khazar district in Kiev. From Haaretz, Ukraine will become a big Israel with its own face. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky declared on Tuesday, indicating that his country intends to emulate the Israeli security state in the wake of Russia's invasion. Crazy. Huh? How you like that? So let's get into some of this. Well, we've got time. Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. Okay, Sean Penn goes on Sean Hannity. Okay, go ahead and play clip 8.
Iranians we saw and talked to, whether they were in uniform, out of uniform, school teachers, even children, this extraordinary courage that's come up, and it was in his eyes, and it is clear to me that the Ukrainians will win this. The question is, at what cost?
Did they have, in those early hours, I know that Trump gave them javelins. I know that they had some defenses. But if you go back to the Budapest Agreement, they were, at the time, the third largest nuclear power in the world. Mm. And they made an agreement that they'd give those weapons to Russia to be destroyed in exchange for protection from Russia, Great Britain, and the U.S. Lesson to be learned here, don't give up your nuclear weapons if you have them, because you can't believe people like Vladimir Putin.
Well, even countries that have nuclear weapons can remain intimidated to use them, and we're seeing that now with our own country. And I fear what that legacy is going to be. No one wants to see a nuclear conflict.
I don't want to see one. Nobody
does.
At
the same time, if only one bully is going to be able to use those weapons as a threat, we got to rethink what we're doing.
See, I think the West made a mistake in this build.
You can stop it there. No one wants to see a nuclear conflict. At the same time, if only one bully is going to be able to use them as a threat, we got to rethink what we're doing. And he's talking about, even countries that have nuclear weapons can remain intimidated to use them. And we're seeing that now with our own country. So these two CIA guys, Sean Penn and Pawn Vanity, a.k.a. Sean Hannity, they're sitting here. When 2 weeks ago, Sean Hannity said the U.S. must be willing to nuke Russia off the face of the earth if they use WMDs in Ukraine and mustn't cower in fear over the prospect of a global nuclear holocaust triggered by mutually assured destruction. I mean, this is the kooks, but this is your CIA for you. And you know, I was looking at Covert Action magazine, and I meant to cover this over the last few weeks, but basically Hollywood is full of CIA agents, says Ben Affleck. And, you know, he played in Argo, and he played in Some of All Fears, and so this stuff. And he said, probably Hollywood is full of CIA agents. We just don't know it. And, of course, we know about Arnon Milchan, this Mossad Cyanim-type character, where he's over here at Hollywood doing all these movies, and he is Israeli intelligence. And so the Pentagon, the CIA, they're completely involved with Hollywood, all these scripts, especially scripts that have to do with military stuff or intelligence kind of stories. You know, your Mission Impossibles and all this stuff. You know, and this is the thing with Disney, Scientology, Hollywood. I mean, how does the Scientology leader, David Miscavige, how does this dude disappear his own wife for years? And people are asking, Leah Remini and all these people, Miscavige's dad was a prisoner in one of these Scientology freaking compounds, and he had to escape. This stuff can't operate unless they are connected to the system. You know, L. Ron Hubbard, Jack Parsons, Babylon Working, Hilarion, all this crap, NASA, it's the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, all this stuff, Laurel Canyon, I mean, all the stuff that Jay Dyer and all these people cover ad nauseam. I mean, it's just everything is so connected. It's so artificial. The music industry. You know, I watched a thing from Max Eigen. He's down in Mexico, and he's got a video. It's worth watching, called The White Hat Delusion. And I'm torn. There are things happening. There are people going down. There, you know, you've got the Arizona Attorney General moving on Maricopa County. We got to see how this plays out. Podesta allegedly being questioned by Durham in this Durham investigation. You know, a lot of various things moving behind the scenes, but it's moving too slow for a lot of people who are, what, we're 15, 16 months into this Biden facade. Where's that one at? Let's see. Oh, Mr. Producer, get clip 13 ready. Now, I'm sure most of us have seen this, but this is Obama putting it in your face. Okay, go ahead and roll 13.
Thank you, Vice President Biden. Vice President. That was a joke. I heard some changes have been made. Apparently, Secret Service agents have to wear aviator glasses now. The Navy mess has been replaced by Baskin-Robbins. And there's a cat running around.
All right, you can stop it there. So, Vice President Biden, and you know, everybody's been talking about Obama being in the shadows, really still calling the shots, and you got Biden running around, and Harris as lost as can be. It's probably the controllers still are probably letting Obama make a bunch of decisions, especially this dismantling of the country. You know, that all of the Marxist fellow travelers he's been involved with his whole life, you know, from his father, Frank Marshall Davis, most likely, that's who his real dad is, the hardcore communist apparatchik. You know, it's sickening that our own establishment has that overwhelmingly corrupt, where they let this go on, the border being wide open, the complete plundering of the economy, and now they're really bringing forth this apocalyptic vision onto the people. This artificial BlackRock ordered, artificial scarcity, doom porn, unfolding of events. So we're going to run through a little bit of this apocalyptic sort of stuff. So, Mr. Producer, let's start with clip one. Go ahead and get that one ready. And this is just, you know, where things are really starting to freak out the normies. Go ahead and roll clip one.
This is Dabu 7. A big time heads up here. As people that were ignoring the warning signs in terms of the supply chain effects, they're getting caught off guard big time here, especially in terms of baby formula here. It is now being rationed by Walgreens. And this is big time. The company, which is the second largest pharmacy store in the United States, right behind CVS, has said that amid everything that's going on here right now, it's limiting customers to 3 infant and toddler formula product purchases at a time at all of its 9,021 U.S. locations. Spokesperson came out and said that the restrictions are already in effect and that they stem from an increased demand of different stuff that has to go into the product and supplier issues. It's been revealed that 29% of all top-selling formulas are out of stock at stores across the nation.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. You know, I've been looking at prepper websites and, you know, like a lot of these water filters. Join the waiting list. the filter elements, the blocks themselves that go in the filters. A lot of places, join the waiting list. We ain't got them. Very, very fascinating to watch this. Go ahead and let's get clip two ready. Mega drought. Go ahead and roll that one.
This is Dabu 7. We've got a critical situation going on here in this country. But a lot of people able to turn on their faucet and have flowing water, they're just oblivious to what's really happening here with this mega drought that is now the worst in 1,200 years. Now, we just had scientists go out and take readings. They went up to south of Lake Tahoe at the Phillips Station, where they just went out and they took their annual readings. Every April 1st, they go and they check the snow depth at this location, which averages 66.5 inches of snow at this location. It only had 2.5 inches of snow. That equated to 1 inch of water. That is a scant 4% of the average.
All right, you can stop that one. So the mega drought is blah, 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 blah. Let's move on to clip three. Let's go ahead and play that one.
This is Dabu 7. Every time we turn around, they're throwing something else at the populace. And a lot of this seems to be organized in nature. This time, we're hearing rumblings of this deadly bird flu virus spreading. And it seems to come right as the attention on Ukraine is fading. Timing being everything in this situation and always, really. And Minnesota banning poultry sales and exhibitions for 31 days due to this H5N1 bird flu outbreak. This is the newest thing sweeping across the country. This, along with other things that are happening, it's causing a big-time headache. Now, we've seen issues with salmonella.
All right, go ahead and stop it. So they're paying farmers to destroy their own fields and crops. Now they're in ordering all these chickens and poultry to be slaughtered. Mega drought, baby formula shortages. You see, this is your fear operations. There's no shortages. They're probably sitting on this stuff at stockpiles, and then they're sitting here saying, yeah, kill your birds, all you farmers and companies that have all these birds. Frickin', you know, the mega drought we know about weather modification, Air Force 2025, weather is a force multiplier, weather is weapons and all the rest of it. You know, as far as this weather stuff, where is it between, okay, nature, just natural changes, God's punishments, or manipulation by the usual suspects that are trying to cause, water shortages and strange weather phenomenon that way they can blame on mankind's behaviors as a way to say, we need to implement this green agenda because all you stupid Americans and you humans are scum and you're a blight on this planet. We need to get rid of you. Before the bottom of the hour, let's take Andy in Texas. Go ahead and bring him up. What's up?
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, well, you got me. Okay, all right. Hey, thanks, Robert. No, really, to be honest with you, I mean, do you actually see any way, shape, or form where the American – I mean, do you have a line somewhere where you think the American people actually just say, no, we're done with you?
I mean, there's skirmishes happening all over the place. I mean, people are getting fed up, like with the whole tranny indoctrination and grooming and things of this nature. Whether everybody's going to go pick up a gun and start fighting government agents or not, that's for each person to decide. I personally wouldn't want to strike at any low-hanging fruit, some guy that's trying to just feed his family or whatever. If I was going to, throw myself on the gears of the machine, I want to at least make it worth it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, no, I'd sure like to have my hands around Hillary Clinton's neck or one of them idiots up there, you know what I mean?
I would rather have a Rothschild or a, somebody real up on the food.
They're at the top of the food chain. But having said that, I mean, with everything that's going on with this Ukraine war and whatnot, it was quite convenient how it just showed up when COVID was fading out. So that, I mean, I'd like to say it was perfect timing or whatever, but a lot of people would say, well, it just happened, but it was going.
Well, allegedly the story was that the Ukrainians were about to do a large operation into the Donbas and really screw up those Russian, people that were, in that area. And so I don't know. Or, other people were saying that, no, they were probably about to do some biological sort of an operation over there, and Putin stopped it. Those are the people that think Putin's the good guy here. You or I will probably never know what the truth is of why this moved the way it did. But it really depends on what you think Putin's motivations are,
Well, and I certainly don't think either one of these people are the good guys. I think it's all pre-programmed. And the only people who are really suffering from this are the people who are actually getting the bombs dropped on them.
Yeah.
And we're seeing all these, decrepacies. But it's pre-planned, in my opinion.
Yeah, I could definitely emphasize that perspective. All right, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, sir.
Waiting for somebody's call. I hope it comes up quickly for the winter starts to fall. We gotta get going.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Wanted to get to this one. Hate speech. LinkedIn disables Air Force vets account after criticizing loan forgiveness. As you know, I've been a big critic of loan forgiveness as well, just due to the fact that, like I said, if you want to get your loans forgiven from the government, you took out these stupid student loans, then give up your freaking degrees and let them be erased. If we all collectively paid for you to go to college and you got your stupid little degrees and you don't want to pay the debt back, then give your degrees and let them be wiped from the system. You don't have them anymore. Okay? So this young lady, she's an Air Force veteran, okay? Her name is Smith. She's the founder of the nonprofit organization Code of Vets, a group created in honor of her father who died at 57 after years of struggling with PTSD. Like many Americans, she opposed the loan forgiveness calls from Democratic members and has shared her own use of military service to pay for college. She posted her take on student loan forgiveness on various social media platforms. I'm not responsible for your student debt. I grew up in poverty in North Carolina, ate from a garden, name was on a community angel tree for Christmas, bought clothes from yard sales, and if I was lucky, on a rare occasion, Sky City. I joined the Air Force and went to college. I made it happen. They disabled or restricted her account as well as her Code of Vets account. They told her in an email that her post goes against our policy on hate speech. And she was, you know, so they said that her saying that we should forgive in mass these student debts, that's hate speech. That's just absolutely crazy. Let's take Dan in Washington. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, I called about demoralization, what you were talking about. Yeah. But real quick, I just wanted to spread the word, Daily Stormer's back on. It's dailystormer.cn.
Okay.
I guess China's hosting him now. But that kind of leads to what I'm saying, that, well, you've seen Yuri Bezmenov's great, yeah, you know, speech about demoralization. And so the first part is demoralization of, like, tearing down your monuments and kind of like what we've been going through, the tearing down the family, all of the institutions that help your
society. All the white male statues, yeah.
Yeah, even like in attacking, say, the Boy Scouts, normal. So once they attack that, then they come in with normalization. So, I mean, I could totally see us being kind of unwittedly being part of that process of, like, now you have demoralized America. Now China and Russia represent sort of like the traditional family, Western civilization.
Yeah.
And they could, I'll go for it. I mean, it's kind of like where you're more on their side than your own government side.
Yeah.
Who's completely. I know that Brezhnev kind of proposed basically, America and the Soviet Union kind of get along and, just have white people rule the top half of the world and be happy, you know, and it would have worked out pretty good, but America chose to build up China, I think.
Chimerica,
Yeah, you know, and that's, shows you who the ruling class of our country is.
Here's what's fascinating. Know? Okay, is China, due to the fact of their large population, are they in the midst here with Shanghai, are they at the beginning of a depopulation campaign?
I haven't seen what you're talking about there. The pictures, what's going on? Is that coronavirus?
Oh, that's all over. It's all over the place. Yeah. These are things presented to us in alternative media. It could be totally BS. You see what I'm saying? And then just like at the beginning of COVID, that we all fell for what was going on in China. Oh my God! Woo 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 woo. When a lot of this stuff was all produced in order to bring the lockdowns and all the draconian BS over here. Okay.
Yeah. The supply chain disruptions, we had to shut down the chip factory.
Yeah. So now it's going on in Shanghai, 25 million people allegedly on lockdown. They're killing all the dogs and cats. They're jumping out of buildings, you know, hanging themselves, all this stuff. It's like a regurgitation of the beginning of COVID. They're all yelling out of their apartment buildings, the sky, you know, the high rises, and it sounds like something out of hell or something. You know what I'm saying? Remember
well, you
that?
You didn't know. I mean, that's the best way you treat COVID is just hang yourself.
Yeah, well, you know, lock everybody in their apartments and starve them. That way they won't get COVID. If this is true, you see, I don't know. So,
well, it's kind of, they say Chinese are more under, it's economic warfare. They're kind of just sanctioning us. But they don't just come out and say it. There's kind of an excuse.
Yeah. Well, finally, people are getting it here about the whole sanctions against Russia not even working, and they're actually hurting us.
Yeah.
And so even some of the normal think tankers are out here saying, you know what, this whole thing that we tried to pull with the Russians, it's just hurting us.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be optimistic, say if they had. And they're not going this way with, you know, the COVID passports and all this kind of crap. But if there was a new world order, and I think Alex Jones even brought that up, where, okay, you delete all our debt, we go bankrupt, and then they just open up Fort Knox again. Everybody, Russia, China, everybody works off a global gold standard.
Well, the, some of the like Q people, kind of some of the Q, the bricks, well, no, some of the Q people say that's what's happening right now. That Russia is cleaning up the Ukraine. China's going to clean up the Taiwan, and then Trump's going to come back in, and we're going to do a Patriot reset, and we're going to go back on the gold standard, you know, smash the Federal Reserve, blah, 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 blah.
That would be optimistic, you know, that's kind of like...
Well, that's what X-22 and a bunch of these guys are all claiming out here right now, so...
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right, man, well, I got to go. I got a lot
to
cover.
Thanks. So.
All right, man, take care. Mr. Producer, get clip 7 ready. I wanted to get this one in before I take the next call. Let's let this play for a couple minutes. This is from La Quinta Columna, and it's pretty good. Go ahead and roll it.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ricardo Delgado, and I am the founder and director of La Quinta Columna. All the vaccines tested, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Janssen, and Moderna, contain exclusively nanotechnology. We have found nanorouters, which also emit MAC addresses that can be registered with Bluetooth wireless technology by just using your own mobile phone and the help of an app. We have found nanoantennas and plasmonic antennas for the amplification of these signals. We have also identified nanorectennas, which act as rectifier bridges of alternating, direct current, codecs, and certain logic gates for the encryption of these nanocommunications emitted from the inoculated individual to a remote server. The primary material for the elaboration of these microstructural complexes is graphene oxide, the presence of which is decisive for the self-assembly of these structural complexes. The main mechanisms of exfoliation of graphene oxide within the body into graphene quantum dots are natural biodegradation mediated by the enzyme myeloperoxidase and the teslaphoresis mechanism, which are microwave electromagnetic fields emitted from mobile phone signals with different frequency ranges. Graphene oxide injected into the body acquires magnetic properties in contact with hydrogen and living cells. This is why most vaccinated people have this exacerbated magnetism at the point of inoculation, and subsequently in the upper solar plexus and the skull. Graphene oxide is detected in the body by our immune system as if it were a pathogen. Once injected, it has an affinity for the central nervous system. Basically, the spinal cord and our brain, because of its higher electrical conductivity. In the central nervous system, it causes immobilization of limbs, strokes, paraplegia, and alteration of the nervous system. Graphene oxide has a blood clotting factor and increases thrombogenicity or thrombus proliferation. The ultimate consequence of thrombi is all kinds of cardiovascular accidents, such as embolisms, ischemias, strokes, aneurysms, etc. Graphene oxide also has an affinity for electrical organs, such as our heart, especially when its cardiac activity increases, and therefore its electrical activity. At that moment, this graphene oxide targets the heart and inflames it, generating myocarditis or pericarditis. In addition, graphene oxide has the ability to absorb electromagnetic radiation from our environment and multiply it with a transistor effect. Thus, it generates small discharges that cause arrhythmias in our cardiac system. This explains why so many athletes are suffering from arrhythmias when they have increased cardiac activity. Consequences of these arrhythmias are fainting, blackouts, or syncope, linked or not to unexpected or sudden death. A large part of our vaccinated population is suffering unexpected or sudden death when interacting near these microwave sources. Graphene oxide also has the capacity to generate mutagenesis, chromosomal alteration, and cancer, so that those people who have recently suffered tumors are neoplasms. After vaccination, will rapidly resurface a line of metastases. And those who are completely healthy will be at high risk of developing cancer. Graphene oxide is extremely toxic, and its toxicity is also dependent on the electromagnetic radiation it absorbs. Wherever it goes, it generates tissue inflammation, systemic or multi-organ inflammation, and a cascade of free radicals. When the oxidative stress generated by this toxic substance inside the body breaks the equilibrium in the redox balance and exceeds a certain threshold above the antioxidant levels of our endogenous glutathione, our immune system collapses and favors the famous cytokine storm. This graphene oxide, which is injected as a prime material in vaccines, is eliminated from the body through our lungs. But if it is irradiated whilst found in the lungs, the subsequent inflammation of the lung tissue causes bilateral pneumonia. If the vaccinated survive the initial doses of graphene oxide injected into their blood, it will be degraded in the body by the neutralizing antibodies that are responsible for its degradation. Once the graphene and its toxicity is gone, so are the antibodies that neutralize the substance, which also trigger our immunoglobulins. This is why people are being forced to be revaccinated every 3 months, in order to maintain the body's levels of this toxic substance, by claiming that they no longer possess immunity. In short, the non-existent, non-isolated, non-purified, non-cultivated SARS-CoV-2 presented to us in the official version and its variants is in the real version the graphene oxide introduced consciously and voluntarily in the flu vaccine of the 2019 to 2020 campaign.
La vacuna antigripal de la campaña 2019-2020.
In other words, the disease, relabeled COVID-19, is simply a graphene-enhanced acute irradiation syndrome. Therefore, the first and basically the only artificial wave at our elderly in nursing homes as its target population, whose flu vaccination rate is very close to 100%.
Go ahead and stop it there. That's one thing about my dad. My mom always got him the flu shot. So he'd been getting hit with these graphene hits, never been swabbed, never took the COVID vaccine. But guess what? He was taking the flu vaccine. January 1st, they cranked up the 5G, allegedly, in all these different companies. January 2nd, my old man falls down, cracks his head, and he's dead 10 days later. I watched that. I was just like, these bastards. These bastards. Let's take Keith in Montana. Keith.
Hey, Robert. Good to hear you. Hey, I just, Ryan was on filling in for Mike Rivero the other day, and they were talking about fertilizer. We know that there's an alleged fertilizer shortage, but I was doing some research there, and you remember in 2004 when the U.S. had went into Iraq in 2003, one of the first things they did was confiscate all the fertilizer, alleging that it'd be used for bombs. And we had serious red lines where they seized all the fertilizer or chemicals. And then we had it was either 40 or 80 tons of fertilizer over in Afghanistan. And then we had the Lebanon explosion, which wiped out a bunch of that same stuff, you know.
Right, right.
But, yeah, so if you start doing this and then realizing that sanctions and stuff like that, the deaths of millions, that this is all pre-planned. It's just, just like the other wars, millions killed here, millions killed there. The so-called
bunch of people starved over here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, the so-called patriots, they don't get anything. There's no freedom at home or like that, so they're fighting for nothing. All you actually see is a massive depopulation agenda as the system chugs on, you know.
Yeah, that's why that one thing I read some weeks ago, I think it was from Sam, I can't remember, but anarcho-tyranny. So it's anarchy for all the, basically the people that they want to use to perpetuate the destabilization, you know, your street criminals and so forth, book and release, but then good people that want to blow the whistle or try to change anything or any, that's where the tyranny hits. You know, you're going to get like the January 6th people sitting in these gulags. You're going to be locked up, thrown away the key, but then they're going to keep booking and release these murderers, people that are out here robbing and pillaging. And it's really, really cunning and, you know, evil brilliance. Really sucks.
Yeah, there was one other thing, too. I was going to try to look up on some old shows here, but there's actually an executive order that Bat Guano is under that order, that it's part of a national security threat, that the U.S. reserves the right to invade a country to steal Bat Guano. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, it's probably the kooky executive orders. I mean, you stockpile some food, we can snatch it. And when we say it's an emergency, you know, this basically anybody that's prepped, just kick your door in and be like, well, we're seizing it for the state. You know, and you did a good job, prepper. Now go hit the bread line like all the rest of these people.
Yeah, I like those commercials that say, you know, in the event of an emergency, make sure that you have adequate medical, prescriptions and stuff. It's like, yeah, right. They only write you a 30-day prescription for anything anyway, you know.
Yeah, you're lucky to get 90. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Anyway, Robert, I won't hold you. You take care. Good show, okay?
All right. Take care, man. Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. This is a very short one. Dr. Brian Artis, go ahead and roll that one. Clip 11.
COVID-19 is a poison, and you're not breathing it in either. It's not something in the air that you're breathing at all, which is what makes there's a question down here by Meredy that says, please confirm masks don't work. No, masks are ridiculous because this isn't even it's not in the air. It's not aerosolized at all. So you need to let that go. It's not. They're actually poisoning you in the water or in ice. They freeze the water. They freeze. It turns to ice, even in your refrigerators. They're actually poisoning the water systems, directly targeting communities all around this country and around the world. They're targeting American Native American reservations, which is the number one highest per capita dying race in America from COVID that no one's talking about. They are killing them on purpose. They're actually targeting highly dense Hispanic and Black communities, Jewish communities like Zev Zelenko's community.
Yeah,
I talked to him about that the other day. Because they don't like Jews. I'm telling you, it's like a big eugenics program. And then they're targeting LGBTQ communities and all those communities.
All right, go ahead, stop
the
it there.
And
yeah, hey,
I've actually said for about...
Stop it there. Yeah, but Dr. Artis, white people, no, they're not being targeted for anything. There's no genocidal language being thrown out here at every turn that you can see against white males. Okay? I wanted to play that just to show you that how these people are scared to try to even stick up for their own. It's just insane. Let's take James in Vancouver.
Yeah, good evening. I was thinking anybody who's loaded up with graphene and they set off an EMP, that EMP is going to light them up real good.
Well, have you seen floating around like graphene found in cornflakes, like Special K, and they're using magnets on? I mean, they're trying to put it in everything, it seems, right now.
Yeah. Now, if they see with them using an EMP, they don't have to destroy their buildings, but they can still whack us. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So people will be dropping like flies.
Yeah. And now have you seen floating around like on BitChute and other places where the foreheads and like the arms are reflecting light at the airport security black screens? Have you seen any of those videos? That's real.
No, I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Now, they're going to let us back into the restaurants without a shot next week. But I'm not even sure I want to go because, like you say, maybe they're putting graphene in my cornflakes, right?
Well, where you're going to get clean food, and you know it's clean, I guess, if you grow it yourself and if you slaughter your own animal or whatever. But, I mean, geez, it's just so pervasive now, it seems. It's a prison you can't escape of, like them trying to toxify everybody and get them hooked into this Internet of Bodies thing.
Right. And the Pope went to the Ukraine, am I right?
And Bojo did too. Bojo went over there.
Yeah.
Good old Jewish Bojo.
Yeah. Well, I guess Jeff Spicoli now is a big strategist for the U.S. government.
Him and Pawn Vanity.
Oh, God. Anyway, look, I'll let you go, and thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. See ya. Mr. Producer, get clip six ready. This is Todd Callender. This made its way around lately. CEO of a large insurance group. But go ahead and play that real quick.
What is particularly alarming, you know, in terms of all of these numbers, excess mortality and morbidity, is that the people that put these three HIV proteins into the shots disarmed people's natural immunity. They gave them vaccine-induced AIDS, and they didn't give them anything to reverse it. So now what you're seeing in terms of all-cause morbidity and mortality, the numbers that I got came out of the U.S. Department of Defense's own database called DMED. It's the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database. So, again, going back to my lawsuit against the DOD, I called several expert witnesses who testified in both our temporary restraining order and in our preliminary injunction, one of whom was Dr. Teresa Long. You might have seen her, and some notable other ones, including Dr. McCullough. So we have come to understand all this with a group of medical experts and scientists that have come to our aid in understanding all of this. I mean, everything that I'm telling you, I can back up with evidence, and I will be happy to do that. What is almost more concerning, let me get back to that. So when you see a 1,100% increase in all-cause morbidity and mortality, that means something systemic has caused this problem. So you would see a natural, actually an abnormal increase in all-cause cancer, heart issues, inflammation issues, blood clotting. And I can actually send you what that looks like on a per malady basis.
You can stop it there. So basically what they're saying, a 5,000% increase in deaths so far in 2022. Calendar estimates as many as 25 million jab people in the United States could die just this year alone. Then it talks about the Deagle report. We're talking about, you know, going down to 100 million people from where we're at now. And we'll see if this happens, folks. I'm keeping my eyes peeled on all these people around me that have taken the genetic sabotage injections. All right, we'll see, folks. Incendiary Radio, support the network.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.